Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to the Redmen TV after Liverpool beat Bradford 3-1. Quite a good game, actually. The atmosphere was really, really good for a pre-season game. Started off really well. Obviously, the Stephen Darby stuff, everyone, fantastic reception before at half-time and after the game, fantastic cause that James Milner's donated to, and just the overwhelming amount of support, like I just said. Everyone in this ground absolutely loves him, and what he's doing is fantastic for everyone with motor neuron disease. But we'll go on to the game. I thought the standout players first half, I think that left hand side was really, really good. Kent and Larucci linking up really well, and obviously Kent didn't do too much in the defensive sense, and he was getting chewed out a little bit by James Milner a few times. But I think Larucci again showing how good he is on that left hand side, having a willingness to run at players and being really good at the overlap, and long may that continue. Hopefully it's something that we see throughout the pre-season, obviously until some of the first team has come back in, but it's lovely to see him having a chance to play alongside some of these players. I thought, like I said, Kent looked really lively. He knew when to drive at people. It posed a very interesting question, and let us know in the comments what you think. Should Liverpool keep him on? Is he good enough to be vying for this first team position? You know what I mean? All right, yeah, his defensive side of his game might not be brilliant, but can he be taught that? Is it too late? I don't know. Let us know in the comments what you think. Should we keep hold of Kent? Thought Bruce there played really well. I think obviously he didn't do too much. He wasn't involved too much in the game, but in terms of his one touch play, laying off the ball to players, keeping the attack flowing, he was really, really good at it. And obviously he gets the goal. I guess it's an own goal, but to get there and to be alive when everyone else isn't, and look, he gets the goal in the end, and that's what you want from these attack and players. Is all right, maybe they're not as fully involved as you'd like them to be, but they step up and they get the goal when they're given half an opportunity. Really, really, really good to see. Their goal was offside. Well, they're fair in the first half, I guess. Obviously they did score a penalty, but they scored a goal and it was ruled offside, and it's lovely to see that we still have that offside trap in our locker when we have a highly rotated squad. You know what I mean? When you're looking at it and going, can all these players, are they all drilled in training? Well, you can see they really are. They made sure that they were all on the line. They all knew what the roles were, and that's a testament to what's getting done on the training pitch for me. Really, really good to see. I mean, it still makes me really, really nervous when you see them tucking into the goal, but knowing that we are so good at that, it just bodes well for next season. It was something really, really good in our game in last season. And I thought second half, there wasn't too many standout performances for me, really. Obviously, Fabinho was really good, but I really thought Hoover was fantastic again. Knows what he's doing. He plays with a real air of confidence, and it's so good to see. Obviously, he played for us in the cup last season, and I think that's just built him on, and the way that he's been playing in the past two games has been fantastic, and I really want to see more of him in this pre-season, because he's going to be a big player for us in the future, I really think. So you've just heard my thoughts on Liverpool beating Bradford 3-1, but now let's hear a few words from Jürgen Klopp.
Jürgen, today was all about Stephen Darby. Pleasing that as a football club you managed to show your support today.
Yeah, very, very important information, I would say. If you play one game for Liverpool, first team or 400, it doesn't matter. With one game, at least with one game, with one training session, probably you're one of us. And that's what the club showed today. And his actual club showed it as well. So really nice opportunity for us to show the support for Stephen and his family.
What did you make of the game itself? Because it was a changed teams in both halves. And the first half, you looked very, very comfortable.
Yeah, the first 30 minutes, I would say, we were very confident. Did the right things in the right moment, and he lost the rhythm and didn't get it back, to be honest. And it was a bit, looked a bit more rusty. That's how it is in pre-season very often. Took the wrong decisions and all that stuff. But scored still a wonderful third goal, which to his strike, the goal of Rian. Really nice. The goals, that, anyway, were really, really good. Second half, we never really could get the rhythm, so it was, I said already, a bit boring, to be honest. If you don't have, if you're not creative on a specific day, then you have to use the simple solutions constantly. Then you need to be still direct, try to become the last line, but these passes around, that's a bit waste of time. So, but it's normal. Now you have to feel things like this, you have to do the things like this, and the manager has to criticize you, and then you make the next step, and then everything is good again.
Are these games an opportunity for some of the young players to force their way into your first team plans? Well, the likes of Harry Wilson and Kent?
How I said, the door is always open, the boys have only to go through by themselves, so that's always like this in each pre-season, yeah? And of course.
Jürgen, can I ask about left back and the cover for left back? You lost Moreno, obviously, in the summer. Do you think the solution is internal in terms of cover? Because Robertson's going to play most of your games, I guess.
We will see.
that's not a yes, that's not a no.
I know. Is it? No. That's a no.
That's a no. The cover's not
no.
In turn.
No, it's not a yes, not a no. No. No, we will see. What can I say? Yeah, I said already, we have to think about everything and at the end maybe we do nothing, but we will see that. But of course we should be I can imagine we have a look on all the things around us. Yeah, of course we lost a left back, but we have today. You saw two pretty young ones. James played it and all that stuff. Yeah, I said we will see.
Yeah, using Adam in a bit of a deeper midfield role. It looks What's that thinking there on the
change? Oh, it's just Adam is his kind of player. He can play that. He enjoys it obviously a lot. Jorginho role, if you want. I hope Maurizio Sarri doesn't see the games. Otherwise, probably he makes an offer. So it's about getting Adam the rhythm, bring it in, and we can get him the things he's naturally good in, small spaces, giving the ball, passing the ball, and all that stuff. And then from time to time, offering the runs in behind as well, and especially together with Mili, that's possible. But it's just for us another option.
We always saw every pre-season, he always looks so good, he comes back, he just needs that bit of a... bit of luck
now, of course, how we all need in life, yeah, that's true. We have to come through with that without injury. That would be cool. If that's good, then we have a couple of new players, I would say, this season.
And if I want to make stay, Simon McLay stay.
Yeah. I've heard.
You had a conversation with him?
A lot of conversations in the last couple of years, months, and... No, not weeks, but months. Before we left, we had a clear talk. I would say yes.
Is that because you value his professionalism and his attitude in that role?
Yeah, I think it's because as a club like Liverpool, you need two number ones at least in the club, because and we have that. That's cool with Ali and Simon. That's a very good situation for the club, but a situation I think you should have. And that's why everything's fine from my point of view.
Last one, guys. Bradford wants to win today. How are you going to prepare for the season where everyone wants to win against the European champions?
To be honest, last year we were second in Europe when everybody wanted to win against us. So I can't believe that when we went to Newcastle, I thought, okay, what are we playing here today for? It was really intense. Felt like a World Cup. And I don't think there's... can come more even, but it will be tough like always. It's as Liverpool, that I had to learn that pretty quick. With your Liverpool team, you go somewhere, they're all really on their toes. That was never different, but we will be prepared for that for sure.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you everyone for listening to this post-match podcast after Bradford. We'll be back with loads more post-match content from every single pre-season game this season.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.